I was taken aback the first trip that I was there and seeing their reverence towards God.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. We're visiting with Brother Stephen, who's preparing to go into full-time ministry as a pastor. He shares of his experiences traveling for the first time overseas with a mission group.
Now, where did you go on your mission trips?
So we went to the Philippines, and I've gone twice now. 2 years ago, I was given the opportunity. My pastor, Pastor Paul Nelson from my church, had gone on a few trips already. So we went to the island of Luzon and went to Manila and a few other cities as well during that trip. It was about a week-long trip while we were there.
Now, how was that for you to leave the States, the comfort of the States, and to arrive in a foreign land?
So that was my first introduction to traveling overseas. So not only was it that first time traveling internationally, but also to serve in a missionary trip to the Philippines. It had a special connection with me, other than the primary purpose of delivering and spreading the gospel to that land. My background ethnically is we have some Filipino blood in our background from my father's side. And to be able to go to a country which was foreign to me, but yet we have ancestral heritage there, and to know my dad's love towards the Filipino people and for that part of our background was very special to me to be able to go. My dad passed away 6 years ago, so it was a great opportunity that was presented to be able to go to the Philippines there and to serve there in advancing the kingdom of God and evangelizing the people there in the Philippines.
How was the gospel received there?
I was taken aback the first trip that I was there and seeing their reverence towards God. Catholicism is the number one religion that's there, so there is a lot of tradition in regards to religion. But anytime we came and told them that we wanted to deliver a message to them, you know, to preach a message to them or to present the gospel to them, there was a reverence and a respect. Attention that was immediately given. There was no pushback whatsoever, which I anticipated with seeing a lot of that happening here in our nation. So to have that openness and that respect and that willingness just initially to hear you out about the presentation of the gospel was very stunning to me, but at the same time, a blessing to be able to have that open ear to that person.
So this was your first time in a foreign land. So how was that for you? I mean, it is so different from the United States, I imagine.
That's correct. So being able to see many parts of the third world in some of the areas that we traveled and seeing how, you know, I'm a father of four children, younger children, and to be able to see some of these families with children living in dirt shacks and kids running around with just the clothes on their back and very humble means by many of these people and the poverty that's there. And to be able to just have my eyes open to see the blessing that we have here in America, often that we take for granted. So to be able to see the people that are there with, you know, next to what we would say nothing, but to see yet they go about their lives. And there's that sense of understanding when you're able to look out that they are created in the image of God, right? That there is a joy and there is a sense of belonging to where they're at and the familial aspect, which is stronger there than I believe in America because they have grandparents and great-grandparents and uncles and aunts and children and cousins all living together. And to see that side of it all really impressed me to see, you know, how they live their lives there and to know that it's not all what we think it is with having money, possessions, and this, that, and the other, that life is simple. Oftentimes, we complicate it.
Yes, life is very different in places like the Philippines, where little is much. A reminder to us all of what we're told in Luke 12, verse 24, that says, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Oh, how much more value are you than the birds?" God is our great provider, and we'll return to our talk with Brother Stephen in just a moment. so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our talk with Brother Stephen as we continue talking about the people in the Philippines.
I recently went to the Philippines. I was there during Christmas time, and I saw the humbleness that you're speaking about all throughout the Christmas Eve. The big item was the karaoke singing, and so they loved to sing. Even the small little children knew the entire songbook, and it was in English or in other languages, and they knew the songbook. So you have this little 10-year-old that would sing this elaborate song. So they loved to sing and to have a gathering of the family. But the thing that really stood out to me is that at the stroke of midnight when Christmas happened, there were fireworks that would go up into the sky, but yet there were gift giving, and the head of the household, the grandfather, would come and shake this little can and had coins in it. He would pass out one coin to each one of the children, and it was a peso, you know, less than a penny. And they were thrilled. They were thrilled with that gift. That was their gift that they received for Christmas. Mm. So the humbleness. Mm. And the other thing that I saw the next that morning on Christmas Day, I would see people gathered around these gated houses. They weren't mansions. They were just ordinary houses. And the people were giving out fruit, and they were giving out clothing to the less fortunate, to the poor that were lined out throughout their house. So I saw a humbleness, as you're speaking about, that the kids were very gracious to receive that little coin and maybe a piece of candy, and that was it. That was their Christmas gifts. And then the poor that waited around houses where others that were more fortunate than them would give out what they could to the poor. So there was a gift-giving of the heart. And so did you see that as well when you were there, the joy to sing and the joy, the humbleness of the people?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that. First, with the hospitality of the people that are there, they go above and beyond. And we thought, I'm thinking, well, you know, we're missionaries from America, so, you know, they're going to welcome us when we first get there with open arms. And maybe that's going to wear off as the trip goes along, right? That, okay, it's been 3 days and, you know, it's getting a little wearing on them. But to see that hospitality never waver at any point, whether it's calling a taxi for us, whether it's accompanying us to finding us somewhere to grab lunch and food. You know, a lot of things revolve around food, for wanting us to get, you know, to kill the fatted pig in many cases there, where they have the best meals for us and that they can afford and to serve
and
us.
They literally do that, don't they? They kill the fatted pig.
That's right. They do. It's called lechon, and they serve you all the pieces of the pig there, and it's a feast, right? And they want to show you their love and thankfulness for what you're doing, the service that you're providing. Whether or not they are interested truly in the gospel or not, they know that you are taking your time and going out of your way to serve the people there, and they recognize that with their hospitality. And the second part of that with regards to their love of song and the singing that went on, I mentioned my father, who in that background in our family with a Filipino background and blood that we have. My dad was one who was a Christian, and his life as a Christian and the evangelism that he showed on an everyday basis and the love of Christ that he shared with people literally on an everyday basis. I told someone earlier today that my dad would go and go run a basic errand, go to the convenience store, go to the pharmacy, and he would come across somebody who would be willing to strike up a conversation with him, and it would directly lead to the gospel. But how he would do it, and this all leads to the singing part of the Philippines and the Filipino people, is that my dad would present the gospel to somebody and then would stop them and say, do you mind if I sing you a song? And that's not something you hear every day. And many people were hesitant, and I was there as a, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy, and here goes my dad again, and, you know, being very hesitant and reluctant and kind of shy behind my dad, but yet to see him sing Amazing Grace to that person. My dad had one of the most beautiful voices that I've ever heard in this world. And to know that connection when I went to the Philippines and heard the voices of these people when they sang, it puts many churches to shame because they're singing from their heart with all of their abilities and singing out, especially within churches, to the Lord, or families that are unbelievers, and that gift of singing that brings a family together to lift up their voices. And little do they know, those voices that have been given to them by God, and they're raising them up, whether or not they're giving the praise to God or not, to showcase that gift that they have. So to see songs and hymns that were sung in some of these churches that I visited that were my favorite, and they could sing it even better than we could hear. And they were written by people here in America or people in England. And there they are in the Philippines singing these songs that have been written hundreds of years ago. How Firm a Foundation was one that I heard specifically that I have chills here just sitting right now and hearing a congregation collectively sing and bring their praise to the Lord was something that I often share with others about my experience in the Philippines.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than, to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Oh yes, Jesus is our rock, our mighty rock and fortress, as we're told in Psalm 18, verse 2, that says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Well, we've been having a delightful visit with Brother Stephen, and on our next podcast, we'll continue as he shares about his next step, his calling to become a pastor. So join us then, and invite others to listen as well. Also, if you'd like to find out more about Brother Stephen and his journey to the Philippines, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word, and Bobby spelt with an I, .com, and click on Program Insights. That's Program Insights at Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please do take a moment to let us know about you. And we'd love to hear any feedback about what you've heard on our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening. And remember, tell others and spread the word. God's Word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.